Never ever put money in your pension if you're not getting tax relief.
Welcome to the Tax Compass podcast, navigating UK tax for expats with LSR Partners.
So we're going to talk about pensions, which is pretty boring at some level. But the reason we're doing it is because it's consistently a problem for a number of our clients. Why is that? One, the rules change all the time. There's a little bit of stability in the rules at the moment, it seems, but that's probably not going to last. So the rules change a lot. People are concerned about putting money into their pensions for obvious reasons, and particularly high earners are often under a misapprehension that the more the merrier in terms of putting money into a pension fund. And we spend quite a lot of time solving problems for people where they've actually put too much money into their pension. And people go, how can you ever put too much money in? Well, you should only put money into a pension if you get tax relief, and there are caps on the tax relief you can get. So in this podcast, we're going to run through exactly how the pensions system works in terms of tax relief, where the pitfalls are, and what we can do to solve the problems. Pensions are pretty boring when it comes to most people's view of them. But from a tax perspective, one of the things that we see more often than many issues is people making fundamental mistakes about how you actually get tax benefit out of pensions. Laura, do you want to just talk a bit about the overall way in which pensions tax relief work? And I think it's probably best if we start with how you pay, how you have a pension when you're employed.
No worries. So in terms of employment-related pensions, there are three possible ways of contributing to a pension, and thus three different ways that you can get your relief. The first is that your employer can make contributions for you. If your employer is making those contributions, the way that you get those reliefs or that relief is that the employer can make the contributions and it's not considered to be part of your taxable compensation package.
Yeah, so it's sort of just completely outside the scope of what you get in terms of your own personal tax, right?
Yes. We then have salary sacrifice, which a lot of bigger firms will offer. And the way that that works is the pension gets paid into your salary as part of your pay package, and you will see a reduction in your taxable pay when that pension gets paid in. The third way of getting relief is what's called a relief at source scheme. And in that instance, your pay will get paid into a pension, but what you will see on your pay slip is that your taxable income remains as it would have been if it hadn't been paid in.
Yeah, so you basically pay that in after you've been taxed, whereas in the salary sacrifice, it comes out before you're taxed.
Yes, exactly. So in order to receive that relief, there's two ways that will be achieved. So the first is when you put in that pension into a relief at source pension scheme, you'll effectively be contributing 80% of the contribution, and HMRC will, or the pension provider will liaise with HMRC, and they will then top it up by 20%. So effectively the 20% tax that you would have paid gets put in. So if you made an £8,000 pension contribution from HMRC's perspective, you will actually have made a £10,000 contribution. £2,000 will have been put into the scheme by HMRC. Obviously, that's then only kind of part of the story, because for a lot of people that we tend to deal with, they might be higher or additional rate taxpayers, so they're paying tax at 40% or 45%. And the reality is that if you're making those contributions and only receiving 20% relief at source, you have to make additional claims to get additional relief from HMRC. And that can be done through either your tax return, or in certain instances, if there's no need to file a tax return, you can communicate with HMRC and receive that relief through kind of an adjustment to your tax rate.
It's probably the case these days, though, isn't it, that certainly what we see is a big move towards salary sacrifice, because it's just so much easier for everyone to manage it, right? Because it's like you just send the money into the pension scheme, it sits there, and Bob's your uncle in that sense.
Yes, yes. And I would say a lot of larger employers will tend to do the salary sacrifice. I think a lot of smaller employers will still tend to end up with relief at source. So it is something that we come across, but as you say, not maybe so much as previously that we used to.
And I think one of the other really interesting things about this is, and this is where some of the problems start to come, is that we quite often see an approach of like matching. So an employer will come and say, if you put in 3%, I'll put in 3% up to some level.
Yeah.
And it's quite often done in a way that says the maximum is If you put in as the employer, sorry, the employee, you put in, let's say 8%, I'll put in 10%. And suddenly, oh, that's great. I get 18% of my salary going into my pension scheme. And if I'm a well-paid employee, that's a lot of contribution.
Yes.
And where does that then go wrong?
So where that will then go wrong is that everybody has what's called an annual allowance.
And this is something, right, that's really misunderstood, I think, is that it sort of feels that you'd expect people should be allowed to save for old age and all the rest of it. And you're being responsible if you are making big savings and you're not going to get hold of the money until you're, what, 57 now. And I'm sure, you know, in 10 years' time, it will be later than 57.
Yeah.
But then if you earn too much money, the government turns around and goes, you earn too much money to be allowed to save that much money.
Yes, exactly. So we have an annual allowance each year. That varies year on year, but the current annual allowance is £60,000 per year. So on the face of it, you might sit there and think, oh, great.
That's a lot, right?
Yeah, I've got a salary of £300,000. I'm going to stick £60,000 into a pension. Not a problem at all. The downside that you have is that, as you say, HMRC get to a point where they say, actually, you earn too much money to be able to benefit from tax relief. So the annual allowance is the amount that you can contribute to a pension and receive the relief on. What happens if you over-contribute is that you then have an annual allowance charge to pay at the end of the tax year, where you effectively pay any tax relief back to HMRC.
So if you end up in that situation, for the amount above your annual allowance that you've paid into your pension, it goes back to as if you'd just taken taxed income and stuck it in your pension.
Yes, exactly.
But as you say, 60,000 is a lot. But I guess that's not the end of the story, right, on the 60,000?
No, so 60,000 is a lot. But again, HMRC are kind of will limit it if your income or if you're receiving a high level of income. So at the moment, if you're what's called threshold income, which is, I suppose, the taxable income that you'd see on your if you were doing a tax return, the amount of taxable income is £200,000 or in excess of £200,000. And your adjusted income is £260,000. And that adjusted income would add back. So, for example, if you've had a salary sacrifice pension scheme and therefore your
taxable is lower, 200, let's say,
yes.
And you've sacrificed 40,
yeah,
then your adjusted income would be 240, and then you've got to add on any employer contributions too.
Exactly. And if your adjusted income goes above the 260, then you get a tapering of your annual allowance. The way that tapering works is the same as with personal allowance. So for every £2 your adjusted income goes above 260,000, you would lose £1 of your annual allowance, and that will go up to 360,000, at which point you only have £10,000 of your annual allowance remaining.
Yeah, so someone, for example, if you're adjusted income's 300 grand, that's 40 grand above the 260.
Yeah.
So therefore you lose 20 grand of your allowance. So it would go from 60 grand down to 40 grand.
Yes. And then once you, once you're down at the point when you've only got the £10,000, if you have over contributed, you are able to look back up to three tax years in terms of any unused annual allowance to be able to offset it. But in quite a lot of instances that we tend to come across anyway, you end up in a situation where people generally actually, you're almost unwinding a bit of a can of worms, and you're discovering that actually people have generally been over contributing unknowingly for a number of years, so they don't have the unused annual allowance to carry forward. And
yeah, and we've even done disclosures, haven't we, where people have got it wrong. And the thing about it that always amazes me is that because by nature we're dealing with people who are additional rate taxpayers, if you've contributed, you know, 10 grand too much into your pension, suddenly you've got to pay HMRC £4,500 in tax. And so it's suddenly the numbers can get quite big, can't they? And we've seen circumstances where contributions have been like hundreds of thousands of pounds, and suddenly the tax charges are really significant.
Yes.
And of course, HMRC view it as effectively like not paying income tax. And so you're into penalties, you're into interest, all the rest of it.
Yeah. Now, in terms of the annual allowance charge, quite often pension providers will pay that, will be willing to pay that annual allowance charge from within the pension fund. But there's usually a time limit in order to notify them that you want that to be the case. And again, we quite often will come across people in that first year that we deal with them that actually they weren't aware of it and they have been over contributing for years. And in those instances, they can't unfortunately go back and get their pension provider to pay it, so that money kind of stays within the pension fund. But I mean, there are options to maybe provide a bit of a cash flow advantage, but I suppose as you kind of mentioned, it doesn't necessarily provide that the tax advantages that you'd hoped if you're kind of contributing to pensions and putting that money in and then not receiving the tax relief when you put that money in.
Yeah, and I think one of the things that I often end up speaking to clients about on this is that you go through this period of like, okay, well, I've over-contributed to my pension and I understand that I'm not getting tax relief, but it's a jolly good savings scheme and so it's not actually that bad overall. But one of the things, and I suppose, spoiler alert, we're not financial advisors, but I have done pension contributions and all the rest of it. One of the things that people really don't, it doesn't like trigger for them is, okay, let's say you've got £100 and you're going to put it into either your pension with no tax relief.
Yeah.
Or into just some, I don't know, random unit trust.
Yeah.
When it gets to getting that money out, if that unit trust has gone from 100 to 120, you're going to get taxed on the 20 of the gain. If you get it out of your pension, you're going to be taxed on 120. Yep. So not only have you missed out on any tax relief going in, you're being taxed as if you got the tax relief when it comes out. And the whole thing with pensions is they say, okay, you can invest in it tax-free, but then when it all comes out, it's all taxed, 100% of it. So it is taxed at some point. And I think there is this real misunderstanding of the difference. And it's like, if never, ever put money in your pension, and this isn't financial advice, this is just being rational. It's about saying, never, ever put money in your pension if you're not getting tax relief. If you really love the funds that you're in within your pension wrapper, just go to your pension provider and say, can I please have access to those funds outside of a pension wrapper?
Yeah.
And then you're much better off from a tax perspective.
Yes. And if you speak to your pension provider, it may be that they're in a position to be able to offer an ISA solution or
exactly,
or something like that, where there's maybe some either tax efficiencies or tax deferrals or something that provides that kind of similar sort of outcome.
Yeah.
But with the tax relief and, as you say, not having to kind of double pay the taxes.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, when you add on that tax component on the way out and then all the restrictions on what you can and can't take out when it gets to it, you know, when I first started my salary sacrifice, occupational pension, the age was 55, it's now 57. It feels likely that it will go up again. And again, coming back to that whole point about the reliefs, so there used to be a lifetime relief that capped the entire thing. That was then got rid of. There's talk about the current government bringing it back in. And I think the other sort of, you know, we've gone through some of the technicalities there of the problems and the things you need to be aware of. The other thing that it's always worth thinking about is that for whatever reason, pensions seem to be a political football. And so there often seems to be changes to the rules. So, yeah. You know, the Conservatives will come out and say, no, we should allow people to save. Then a load of GPs leave and cite the fact that they're hitting up against the cap is why they're taking early retirement. And so we'll get rid of the cap so we can try and keep, you know, experienced consultants in the NHS and all the rest of it. It always strikes me as very strange that, like, this is just saving for retirement. Why would you want to make that a political issue? But it is. And so that then adds another sort of level to the entire thing. To put maybe some colour around this in the real world, maybe I can just run through one of the recent case studies that we've dealt with, where we were helping one of our clients to sort of set their affairs straight with HMRC because of historic pension contributions that had unfortunately gone awry. She had been making significant pension contributions. We went back and we had a detailed look at her contributions over, I think, about 6 years, wasn't it? And so the way that the relief works, Laura mentioned about the fact that you can look back 3 years and bring contributions forward. And so if you think about how that would stagger, so, you know, in this year, you can go back 3 years. Next year, depending on what you've done this year, you might not have used up the third year, but then it disappears because you don't get it. And so you're constantly rolling forward year on year. And what had happened in her situation was that it just so happened that in the year she decided she'd got some spare money and wanted to put an extra bit of money into her pension, technically she didn't have the allowance that she thought she had because the third year had fallen away. And so then she, I think it was like 11,000, 12,000 quid over the limit. And so we then had to go to HMRC and do a disclosure to say that basically 4 years ago, she had over-contributed to her pension. She hadn't paid the pension savings tax charge. And as I say, from HMRC's perspective, they looked at it and said, that is effectively unpaid tax. And so there was, we tried to do it on the basis of no penalty. And in fact, recently they came back and said, no, we think there should be a penalty. Interest as well. And that's the problem. And what's slightly frustrating is that in terms of that disclosure, one of the reasons we wanted to do this as a topic for one of our podcasts was it's complicated. A lot of people don't understand it. There's a good reason why people won't.
A lot of high earners as well. Yeah. I mean, it's people who are in really responsible jobs, like where you would think they're clever people.
Yeah, but also the thing is, when it comes to it, you get a thing through with your flex benefits. If I remember it, you know, at the start of every tax year, you get a thing and it's like, do you want medical benefits? Do you want, you know, do you want pass to the gym? That'll be a taxable benefit. You get to choose all the bits and bobs that you want in terms of your package. And one of the things is how much you want to contribute to your pension. And I can't ever recall there being a thing where it said, by the way, do you understand that if you earn this much money, you can only contribute this? Now, some firms do it.
Yeah.
And we sometimes see pay slips where it's auto ratcheted down so that it meets the definition. And what they'll do is they'll unsubscribe you effectively, yeah, don't they?
But equally, there was a spell a few years back where it went down from £10,000 tapered to £4,000, yeah, and nobody seemed to change it. So yeah, there was a lot of people who were getting caught out on that particular, yeah, one.
And then when you go and do a disclosure, you know, one of the points we made to HMRC was this is a complex area of taxation. And it seems a bit unfair when someone's actually realised, only because we did some work for them on another topic and we picked up that there was a problem, they've then come forward and said, actually, I want to try and set my affairs straight. Because the pension, I mean, sometimes pension funds pick it up. And we've had a couple of instances where we've had clients who've been contacted by their pension providers and saying, we think you owe a tax charge. But generally speaking, it's a pretty idiosyncratic and small area. But yeah, HMRC are always prepared to throw the book. I mean, that tends to be the way they operate, which is frustrating. Yeah. So I think the thing for those watching this and listening to it, pensions is something that's really worth thinking about and making sure that, you know, ultimately when you're making pension contributions, you know exactly how you're doing it. You know exactly the way you're going to do it, and making sure that if you do want to over-contribute, you understand what the tax situation is, and you also go into it with your eyes open about the fact that, as I say, rationally speaking, never put money into a pension in the UK if you're not getting the tax relief, because you're just restricting yourself and getting no benefit.
Thanks for listening to the Tax Compass podcast, brought to you by LSR Partners, where we help you pay the right tax in the right place at the right time. Book a call with us. Details are in the show notes.